Welcome back to our final segment of the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and today's conversation is with Dr. Anthony Fauci, Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Also joining us today from IBM is Tom Romeo. Dr. Fauci, with all of the investments that we've discussed today, what are some of the steps to help ensure we are getting value from the public dollars being put into this research?
What we need to do is to concentrate on what we call an attention to the translational aspect of research. And we're doing that much more than we used to do decades ago. And that is, you make a basic scientific discovery and you just don't leave it there. You translate it to a meaningful advantage to human health. So we're seeing a lot now of collaboration with industry, with public-private partnerships, with the development of biotechnology firms that would take a fundamental breakthrough concept and make it into something that is beneficial for human health. And that's happening much, much more now than it had like 30, 40 years ago.
So following on to that, you've mentioned partnership and collaboration numerous times in our conversation. Could you tell us a little bit more about the international and interagency partnerships that NIAID uses?
Well, that's a good question. The NIAID continually has good interagency within the government collaborations. For example, we, particularly the Infectious Disease Institute that I direct, is very closely collaborative with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. We have good collaborations with the Food and Drug Administration because we tend to make discoveries that hopefully will wind up as a product like a vaccine or a drug. We have very good collaborations with the Department of Defense and the State Department because a lot of our work is international and the Department of Defense is interested, as is the State Department, in what goes on globally. So for an interagency, intra-government collaboration, there's plenty of that. We also have very strong collaborations with industry. We will not have products that are beneficial to the human health if it was not for the industry, the pharmaceutical industry, the industry, biotechnology industry that makes diagnostics. So it is very important to the fulfillment of our mission that we have very strong collaboration with these entities, and we have.
So I'd like to transition to the future now. You've been a leader in vaccinology for quite some time. Could you share with us your vision of the future in this area? And what are some of the key insights that you'd like our listeners to take away from this conversation?
Yes, I think the future of vaccinology is very bright because the technological advances, particularly in the arena of genomics and the spin-offs of genomics, will give us the opportunity to develop vaccines not only against important infectious diseases. I mean, if you look at the three big global killers right now in certain countries in the developing world, more than 50% of the people in a particular society die either of HIV/AIDS, tuberculosis, or malaria. We don't have vaccines against any of those three great killers. We also have a number of other infections that we need to develop vaccines against. And there are even non-infectious diseases, such as certain cancers, where there's a very important effort to try and develop vaccines. So the future of vaccinology is challenged by a lot of important goals that we need to fulfill. That's the sobering part of that they're very important and serious challenges. The good news is that the technology that we're involved with right now is opening up doors for us that we never imagined would have been opened years ago.
So we're catching up.
We are indeed.
That's great. So you're a phenomenal spokesperson, and in this conversation we've used a lot of big words that would confuse most people. I'm interested, what's your strategy in explaining science to lay people? And to what extent do some of these new social networking technologies assist you in getting some of this message out?
Well, the rules that I use when I talk to the public about science is, don't try to impress anybody with how smart you are. Just be clear. People really need to understand what it is that you're talking about. So speak in common, plain English. Don't beat around the bush. Say what it is that you want to say. And if it requires an explanation, make it brief and make it clear and make it accurate. So I use the terminologies precision of thought and economy of expression. Know what it is that you want to say and say it in as few words as possible.
Now, last year you were honored with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. So I'm curious, what advice would you give to someone out there who perhaps is thinking about a career in medicine or perhaps a career in public service or maybe both?
Well, my advice to a person is that you need to do what feels good for you, and you should at least give a consideration for and think about the possibility of biomedical sciences in the form of something related to health, either as a physician or as a physician scientist or as a pure scientist, because the rewards of doing something in a public service way for mankind, you can't pay enough for that. That's a feeling that is a very, very wonderful, sustaining feeling about feeling good about yourself. So if there's any possibility that a young person is interested in pursuing a career in this particular area, namely health, I strongly encourage that person to at least pursue and investigate whether or not that is something that you really want to do with yourself. It's not for everyone, and I don't think that if you don't do it that there's something wrong with you, but if you have any inkling or tendency to want to do that, you should at least pursue it and see if it's for you.
That's a wonderful perspective. Thanks. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. I want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule today, but more importantly, Tom and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to our country, both as a physician, a researcher, and as a public servant.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's very good to be here.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Dr. Anthony Fauci, Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. My co-host has been Tom Romeo, IBM's public sector general government industry leader. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who may not be able to hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.